chapter 2, Mishnah 7. Amar Esa Veda Velo Amar Simane. If the person coming to claim the lost article says what he lost, but he can't say, he can't tell you any identifying marks. So he says, it's mine, but he can't tell you anything identifying about the lost article. It says, the Mishnah Lo Yitain Lo. So you don't give it back to him. You don't give it to him till he can identify some simanims. If you worry that the person's deceiving you, you suspect, even though he's able to identify some markings, you suspect that he's actually deceiving you, lo yitain lo, so you don't give it to him, and you don't give it to him until he brings witnesses who can tell you that it's his. You know that Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, adrei shachicha oisai, until your brother inquires after it, ad shetidrosh esachicha, until you can interpret that verse, until you shall investigate your brother, Imrama, who Im Ainoramant, whether is he a deceiver or is he not a deceiver? Right. So that's what you have to do. If you suspect him, so then you're going to not give him the article until you can investigate further, until he brings witnesses or something like that. Slight change of topic, called Davar She'oisav Oichel. Any lost article which works and eats. So obviously what's talking about an animal, like for example brings over a cow or a donkey, right? You can imagine that it's expensive to keep such a thing, you know, this lost article while you're looking for the owner. So says the Mishnah Yaseva Yoichel. So what you can do is you can put it to work so at least it can cover the costs of what you have to feed it with. If it's something which doesn't work but it eats, so now what do? Says the Mishnah Yemacher, you can sell it. Shnei Ma'an, so he brings examples over here, are roosters and geese. Okay, they eat, so you have to feed them, but they don't work. So Shnei Ma'an, the Pasuk says, Vahashay Voisay Loi, that you have to, you shall restore it to him. Ra'ayach Teshivenu Loi, see in what manner do you restore it to him. Meaning that, you know, you don't have an obligation to just keep feeding it indefinitely. You have to see what the appropriate way. So there are halachic guidelines of how long you have to feed it for before you can sell it. Brings about an opinion of the Rambam, adult animals 30 days. You still have to look after for 30 days. Quite onerous. And for young animals, 3 days. And then, you could sell it. Mayahe bedamim, and then if you sell it, so what do you do with the money? Rabbi Tarfon Omer, he says, yishtamash vim, you can actually then use the money. You don't have to like hide it in the cupboard. You can actually use the money. Lefikach im avdoi chavach reyosan, but if you lose it, you're obligated to pay the owner back, right? Rabbi Akiva Omer, he says, lo yishtamash vim, no, you can't use the money. You've got to put it aside, and you're not allowed to touch the money. Lefikach im avdoi, therefore, if the money's lost, einu chavach reyosan. You're not responsible for losing it because you didn't, it's beyond circumstances beyond your control. It's not because you were using the money and then you lost the money.